You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I spoke with Academy Award-nominated actor Mark Ruffalo. We talked about what's been happening in his hometown of Kenosha and so much more. Check it out. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. Thank you for coming back, not in person, but like, you know, the way we do everything now.
Buddy, it was just, it feels like it was yesterday that we were
right?
And 1,000 years ago, both at the same time, that we were just sitting like, we would never have thought we would be like this.
I feel like I should have enjoyed those moments more. I would have hugged you for longer. I would have talked to you for longer. I feel like there's so many interactions that I didn't fully appreciate because I didn't know that I would not be having them for like 7 months of my life.
Buddy, I know exactly what you mean. Maybe that's part of what this is all about for us, is just to appreciate,
right?
Like, things we take for granted, like hugging people.
Yeah.
Or being next to people without a mask on, or being around people who don't have masks on and not wanting to hit them. berate them or ask them, like, what the f*** is your problem? Why can't you wear? What's the big deal, man?
I feel like this is the part where Scarlett Johansson starts talking to you very softly and brings you down and just like calms you. you're one of the most versatile actors that like of our generation. You know, I feel like in many ways, you know, what we see of you in the movies is who you are in real life, because Mark Ruffalo in real life is somebody who's been outspoken for a long time, and it's no different right now. You know, Kenosha is in the news, Jacob Blake, Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, the protests, the shootings, the racial tension, and you wrote a really powerful piece that speaks to Kenosha, because, you know, speaks to Kenosha from your heart. As somebody who's from Kenosha, what do you wish more people would understand about what's going on there?
Well, you know, it was shocking, first of all, to just see Kenosha in the news at all. I mean, it's just not a place that you hear about other than, you know, factory closings. And my family's there. And, you know, it was devastating to see what happened there, and then what followed. You know, to see Jacob Blake shot like that in front of his family, and then to see, you know, all these people, you know, go out and protest for Black lives, you know, which is what we're doing, you know, and that's the truth of this moment. And I feel bad for anyone who doesn't join us, especially for the people who say all lives matter, because if you truly believe all lives matter, then you should be on the streets right now with your Black and brown and white brothers who are all fighting for one of the races where obviously it doesn't appear like they are being considered the same way the rest of us are. All right. So that's what all lives matter really means, is that all lives do matter, and that Black lives have got to be lifted up. Then you should be out. You should be the first one out on the street, you know. But these protests have been, you know, predominantly peaceful. We don't hear about that. You know, we only see the guys like in Kenosha, Wisconsin. They made 170 arrests over those days of protest, and 120 of them were from out of town. And they were provocateurs, and they were, you know, trashing a town that they're not even from. That was what broke my heart, because that's not what I know about Kenosha, Wisconsin. As disparate as the it is economically, as much as people struggle there, there is a community there. That being said, that community is also facing, you know, generations of racial injustice and inequality. But what the news I was seeing coming out of there didn't feel honest to me. It felt salacious. It felt, you know, of course, they're going to go for the worst things. And then, of course, you have what, you know, the kid with a 17-year-old with an AR-15 being called from out of state to come and be a vigilante and basically shoot people. All this was heartbreaking. And I was honestly, Trevor, I was paralyzed. I didn't know how to respond to it. And usually I get some sort of message like, this is your time to go. This is your time to be there. But you know, we're living in COVID. I couldn't go. You know, I'm taking care of my family here. And then something opened up. You know, I was reaching out to the community. I heard about this Black BLAK, Black Lives Activist of Kenosha, and so I reached out through them and did that Instagram IG live to counter this kind of story that was coming out of the Kenosha News at the time, that was coming out of the media, that was coming out of the Trump campaign, that Kenosha, Wisconsin was some kind of hellhole where black terrorists were terrorizing the community, which is total and utter bullshit, as we all know.
I think a lot of people would appreciate the fact that you don't just speak out, but you also advocate for action. This election is one of the most important that America will ever face. And you've gotten out there, and people have known for a long time that you're a huge Bernie Sanders supporter. And now you've been going out saying, people, we have to get behind Joe Biden and we have to vote. You know, for a long time, it felt like the Bernie faction of the party would never coalesce behind Joe Biden. But it feels like this election is different, would you say?
Yes, we learned a big lesson from 2016. You know, the propaganda of the United States elections and election cycle is that the presidential election is going to solve everything. But an election really is only a comma on a movement. And so we have to look at who are the candidates and how do they align to what this movement is about? Which candidate is going to bring us closer to racial parity? Which candidate is going to bring us closer to a Green New Deal? Which candidate is going to bring us closer to student debt reform? Which candidate is going to bring us closer to universal health care? If you have any sense of long-term movement building, then you have to say that's Joe Biden. We're not going to get that from Trump. We all know that now, okay? And so at this point, if you're an activist, if you really care about the movement and the things that you say you care about, the closest thing you're going to have to coming to making that happen is Joe Biden. And when Joe Biden is in office, we're not going to stay on the White House long like we did with Obama. We are going to keep coming. We are going to keep demanding, and we are going to make sure that we have movement on this thing, because you want to know what? We put you in office this time. You know, like when I was in Kenosha, and I wanted to know what was happening there. That was really happening there. They were having a block party, Trevor, and they were dancing, and they were doing COVID testing, and they were doing haircuts, and they were feeding people, and they were registering people, and they were having people sign up for the census. That's what the community does. And that's what's beautiful about what's happening in this moment. The gold in the silver lining of Trump is that all of these organizers who've been doing this work for years are all coming together, from whether it's from the environmental movement to the racial justice movement to the criminal justice reform movement. We're all interconnected now, and we've never been that way. There's so much to be hopeful about right now. And I think that's the message that we're missing, you know?
Well, I hope that your optimism is rewarded. And it's great to see that you still have the passion that you've had for so many years. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. And good luck when you get back out there in the streets.
Buddy, we gotta make a plan for voting. We got to, I mean, make a plan, check your registration, call a friend, take a friend, take your grandmother, make it a party, make a plan, and that's how we'll win.
Mark Ruffalo, thank you so much for joining me.
Love you, man. You're the best. Thank you, Trevor.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.